Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Woo! It's Monica J Show. Hopefully got you a little bit moving there. Or, you know, your hips swinging, your fingers snapping. Yeah, Wednesdays can be party days too. Just, you know, get all the important stuff done first before you start the party. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're here for the second hour of the show. 10 to noon every weekday. What do you need? What are you looking for? You looking for good information? Are you looking for a job? Are you looking for employees? HireMeNevada.com. If you're looking for some fun, 884-9910. Your opinions, whatever. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with our guest who has been hanging on. And that, of course, would be Bruce Parks of Nevada Patriots. And we have a very special meeting coming up tomorrow. It's a virtual meeting, which you've held by Zoom. How has that worked out for you, Bruce?
It worked out really great last week. And since we decided that with everything that's going on during this madness, we needed to have another meeting to discuss some of the unconstitutional acts that are being committed by our hired help in different offices.
Our government.
Well, I try to be tactful.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so I'm not. All right, but let's get to the meat of this, Bruce, because I do have other things that I have to go on to. I love with you and laughing, but we got to be serious here. So, Zoom
is a serious matter because they're really hosing us.
Yeah,
and
Zoom
this is America, and we don't have to stand for it.
Zoom is very easy to use. All you have to do is go to ZOOM.com. You're going to have a meeting with some special guests tomorrow and talking about the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. How can people be involved in this meeting, which I love the fact that you've taken off the number cap so anybody can participate?
Oh, yes. The easiest way is to first download the app to your computer or your phone, and then if you will email me at onenevadapatriot@gmail.com, I will make sure that you have the meeting ID and the password so that you can join us.
Now, we just had a story come out about Florida. The school system in Florida was using the Zoom app. And it was interrupted. Kids were using it. It was interrupted by a porno. Is this safe? Go ahead.
Well, that is why I have password protected our meeting. If you don't have the password, you don't get a join. And I've also put the Zoom has a waiting room function. I will make sure that before you're admitted to the meeting, you're not there for nefarious purposes.
Okay, yeah, that is my fear, that people will join and disrupt the meeting. Is there a time frame that the meeting is limited to?
No, I have the parameters to have a 24-hour meeting if I choose to.
Okay.
I will have the meeting room open 15 minutes prior to the meeting beginning at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And if people have difficulties connecting or whatever, I can work out those issues with them.
Now, yeah, because this is something that people can just kind of have on the counter while they're doing other stuff and listen along. But can people ask questions? Is there going to be a question and answer period?
Yes, there is. And that, as you know, because you've attended some of our meetings, if anybody leaves any of my meetings with a question unanswered, then I have failed in my mission. So, okay. Yes, definitely, there will be question and answer periods. Not while the speakers are actually speaking. I would like for everybody to save their questions until the speakers get done.
Okay, until the end.
But, yes.
Now, the reason that I want to stress this meeting for people is, I'm not going to give any names, but since you let me know what was going on, we have a very hard time with the law. Laws are written so vaguely, even, you know, when it comes to government. And there will be a First Amendment lawyer and a Second Amendment lawyer. Those are the two guests. We're hoping that everything is clear and they're able to do this. But lawyers, they don't come forward very often when it comes to what's going on. I mean, we couldn't even get a lawyer involved with the recall of Sisolak until late in the game because they don't want to show their cards, or I'm not sure.
Well, in that particular profession, they're always making sure that their backsides are covered, and they try to not make any more waves than necessary. For the most part, there are a few of them that when they see injustices taking place, they stand up to it.
Okay.
And that's who these two fellas are.
All right. And that's the whole purpose of the meeting. If you are concerned about what is going on every single day, whether it be with Mayor Sheevy, with Governor Sisolak, with what's going on in this entire state and the entire country, especially when it comes to the concerns of CVD-19 and our freedoms that we're losing, you do not want to miss this meeting. Tomorrow, it's a virtual meeting, online, 6 p.m. It opens up at 5:45 for you to call in to get the meeting ID and the password for Zoom, which is very easy. Like I've already been told, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I do it. I use Zoom quite often. So all you have to do is email Bruce to get the information that you need. 1NevadaPatriot@gmail.org. It's that easy. And you know what? Since we do want to keep this secure, Bruce, what I will do is I have the password information. So if you email me, I can give it to you as well. But I will only put your email on our webpage, and you can also vet people.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Mr. Number One.
Thank you, Monica.
Nevada Patriot. I'm going to have to come up with a Nevada Patriot Award, and you're going to be the very first one.
Aw,
you've already got your Trump hat, so I don't know what kind of prize I can give you, but, you know, it'll be good. So blessings to you and Reva for taking the time out of your life to do all this. It's greatly appreciated, and so is your past service as well. So, Bruce, thank you so much, and I will be checking in with you tomorrow at 5:45.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Bruce. There goes Bruce Parks. Again, 1NevadaPatriot@gmail.com. Email me if you need that, if you need me to repeat it, if you didn't get it written down fast enough, but we'll get you the password and the meeting ID. Talking with a First Amendment lawyer and a Second Amendment lawyer, guest speakers, that we need to understand what's going on right now, because there's some really crazy stuff out there. Okay, states are finally putting up blockades. They're closing down their borders between other states. We've got counties closing down their borders between other counties because they want to stay secure. I mean, we've got El Dorado County here. You can't have people going in when you're told to, let's see, we're not at shelter in place yet, at least not here. We're at a stay-at-home advisory. Well, we can't have people from the Bay Area coming into the mountain communities, coming all the way out into Fallon and Fernley, because we have these big box stores like Walmart's and Costco. And what they do is they travel, they don't mind driving, to go get their supplies. That's not fair. That's not right. And some people are saying, hey, it's not going to happen anymore. We're going to shut this down. But what's that thing that Negan says in The Walking Dead? I'm going to shut it. Well, you know, if you watch the show, you know exactly what he says. Now we have this incident, though, which takes it a step further that cannot be allowed. We are familiar with a person. We are sure that this person is not fibbing, not exaggerating. We will do our due diligence, and we are contacting congressional people. But a shipment of sanitizer and needed supplies to keep businesses open here in Nevada and California was stopped coming from the east in Colorado, and it was seized. No questions, no answers, no governor to governor, no congressperson to congressperson. This cannot be allowed. So please get on the phone, get on the emails, just like Vance did. Vance contacted Congressman Amade. He contacted a couple of Colorado congressmen, Lamborn and Perlmutter, a Republican and a Democrat there, informed them of the incident. And remember, we do have federal piracy laws. And the thing that upsets me the most is, once again, if elected representatives or those people that we put by the goodness of our hearts in a place of command, a place of authority that we want them to be able to do things, if they are seizing this stuff, we're going to have a real problem. It's just like when Obamacare was passed. And then you got the exemption. I'm sorry, there are no exemptions in this country. And we need to get back to that. It doesn't matter if you're a congressman, if you work for a congressman, if you work for a senator, if you're a senator, if you're a family member, if you're the president of this United States. If you pass a law, we all abide by it. No special treatment, which Chuck Schumer is actually doing right now and putting in place. So I'm going to bring that back to you, because this, in my opinion, is just as bad as hate crimes. If you've listened to me, you know how I feel about hate crimes. It's all a bunch of BS. A crime is a crime is a crime. It should not be any worse because of somebody's uniform, of somebody's station in life. You beat up a bum, a vagrant, a homeless person, whatever you want to call them. You beat up a cop, somebody that works for the post office. It's the same consequences. Same consequences. We are all Americans, and we should all be treated the same. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your live and local FM talk show. Well, I guess until they censor us, because they have a problem, and you know who they are, have a problem with freedom of speech, Second Amendment, trying to scare everybody into a sense of wanting calm. But at the cost of what? At the cost of our freedoms. They know how to work this. As President Lincoln said, the fall of this country is going to come from within. And we're seeing it happen right now. So I went on my little tirade at the end of the last segment about how I feel about hate crimes. When that was put into a law that there's extenuating circumstances or extra punishments for hate crimes, it's just ridiculous. LGBTQ, on and on and on. If a gay woman is walking down the street and she is beaten, and I'm walking on the other side of the street and I'm beaten, why is her crime more of an issue? Why is the crime against her taken in a different way than the crime against me? Well, Chuck Schumer's at it again. But this way, it has to do with money. The people that we are now seeing as heroes, I think, is a bunch of bull squat. Because they've always been heroes. They've always been the people who should be making more than elected representatives. They've always been the people who should be making more than television actors, movie actors. But we give them a sense of celebrity, like they're better than us. They're more intelligent than us. They know things. The heroes out there have always been the healthcare workers, the teachers, the law enforcement, the firefighters, the truckers. They've always been the ones on the front lines. But now Chuck Schumer wants to put them in a position and use this whole CVD-19 thing for hazard pay. Truckers could take home $25,000 in COVID-19 hazard pay under the new HERO proposal. Yeah. What is that about? It's called pandering. It's called looking for votes when you can't campaign right now. And it's called absolutely ridiculous. Truck drivers do what truck drivers do because they love it. They risk their lives on the streets every single day from dumb, you-know-what drivers who cut them off, the things that they haul, the sleeping in their cabs in parking lots that could be robbed. We have our supply chain because of truckers who have always done and will always do what they do, because that's what they love. They know they're important, and we know they're important. But elected representatives use it as a tool. Unions use it as a tool to get more. Chuck Schumer does not need to be using our federal government for something like this, but that's what they do, especially Democrats. They take and they take and they take, and they give to who they believe is important so they can get votes, so they can look like good guys when we know they're not. It's just another form for them to redistribute wealth. And aren't you tired of that? Because it's your wealth, your well-being, that they are redistributing, not theirs. It's the Monica Jay Show, trying to keep you not only informed on what's going on here in town, but the massive cover-up that's also going on right now in the name of fear and protecting you. Don't buy into it. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is Talk Radio, the original social media, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Start winding down the show here, but I do want to give you a quick update because numbers will increase. This coronavirus update brought to you by Real Construction. 418,410 cases now throughout the United States. Here in Nevada, we are seeing the numbers slowly increase. We've had 71 deaths. 17,000 people have been, just about 17,500 have been tested, and they've been tested negative. 19,620 people have been tested altogether. And 22,016 have tested positive. Here in Washoe County, 2,200 have tested positive. Sorry about that. Here in Washoe County, it is sad to say that we have had another death. We are now up to 6 in Washoe County. I feel bad for every single one of those deaths, but again, the numbers just don't match up to what we are going through in this country. The complete and utter shutdown of the economy. Is an update from the CDC. The CDC is now asking all Americans, going outside, doing whatever, to wear face masks. Specialists in all insurance-related restoration projects, Real Construction is open for business. Call them at 359-0700. But for every death we have, there are people recovering. There are 4 or 5 times as many people recovering. Just because you get the coronavirus or have the coronavirus does not mean that it is a death sentence. This mask issue, though, I don't know. As somebody had just texted me, by the way, 884-9910 is our text line as well. These masks are 2020's version of the 1960s duck and cover. The mask most people won't stop an asbestos particle. and CVD 19 is even smaller. Deck and cover, people. Exactly. Skip at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I believe there are politicos like, yeah, I can't use that term, Sisolak, who just love this kind of power over the people. I don't see the reasoning behind this garbage. Can't fix stupid. You can't fix stupid because there are multiple pictures of Congress people, Chuck Schumer included, and a few other very popular ones on the Democrat side, who don't even know how to wear the masks. They just have their, they literally have the full face masks and they have it over their mouth and they have their nose exposed. And now they're saying it goes through the eyes as well. The mucus. So that's why it's vitally important that we do have healthcare workers and they're provided with face shields. But please do not fall into that. Don't fall into the scams. They're all over Facebook. They're all over social media, just on the internet. The ads popping up for the cute little hat with the mask on it and or the face shield and the baseball cap with the face shield and the mask that you can get for, you know, $30, you get 10 of them. These things are all coming from China. You know, actually, the CVD 19 coming from China, it's the only thing that's actually lasted from China for more than a month. These things are not even going to be shipped or get to you for 6 to 8 weeks, and all of this will probably be said and done. I hope. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Crossing a lot of things. But that's how scams happen. Scams are happening on the phone. They're happening online. People knocking on your door. Think, smart people. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910. Let's check in with Tim, see what's going on around Lake Tahoe. Barton Hospital up there in need.
Hey, Monica.
Of face shields and masks. Hi, Tim. Thanks for calling the show today.
Hi, Monica. Oh, I've called in a couple of times, and first I just want to say, you know, you got a fan club up here. Talked to a friend the other day.
I'm a fan of them. I'm a fan of everybody around Lake Tahoe.
We love you. We love you. We love your courage, your strength. You're bringing us the hard truths that so many people don't, they choose to want to ignore. And as I said and before, we're survivors up here. And just love the radio station, all the shows. You know, Jeremy Evans, I'm so grateful for him bringing us something that we can actually, you know, have some informed news. And so, yeah, huge fan club up here. Love at least a few of us. I love you. And, yeah, our town, as I called in before, is it's in pretty bad, super bad shape. What can I say? The businesses, you know, I'm lucky I am employed. It's only part-time. And, you know, my boss in the beginning was a little bit like, oh, you know, this and this starting to, now he's like, you know, I don't care if I get it or not. I'm going to lose my business. I'm going to lose my home.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's extremely hurt. This town, it's not going to recover from this. And if whatever does, the changes that do happen, it probably won't be good. It's always been a very hard town with minimum wage, seasonal jobs, mm-hmm. Super high rents. But we are survivors up here, and I just, you know, I love your show. Agree
Tim,
with you
let me ask you about the charitable organizations. Is there anyone around the lake who is helping people with necessities that they can't seem to get their hands on? I mean, down in Carson City, we have fish. We have Friends in Service Helping that, you know, they've got toilet paper for a dollar a roll. But is there anybody up around Lake Tahoe that is doing that?
You know, nothing that I've heard, anything new. We do have the one local church, St. Teresa's, that always does a bed and broth, they call it, with feeding people. We have another organization called Christmas Cheer that helps with food and stuff. I haven't heard of any new anything coming out. I kind of wish that some of these people that had, you know, well, we do have some billionaires that live up here.
You have more than a few. Yeah, you have a number.
Yeah, and I mean, I would really wish to see some of them be like, you know, I'm going to take, you know, a big chunk of my money and give it back to the community, and help out some of these businesses. I have a local Mexican restaurant, super, super great people, nicest people, super good food, great price. I don't think they're going to be able to come back into business.
Well, I'm really hoping, Tim, that people wake up to the fact that there is a purpose behind that, and that businesses that are struggling are going to be swooped in and they're going to be bought up by not only other bigger companies, but they're going to be bought up by other countries as well.
Yes.
All in the guise of helping people.
And I made that comment to a friend or somebody just the other day that's exactly what they're going to do. Tahoe has changed over, I've been here my whole life, and I've seen the changes, and they're not for the better.
Yeah,
it's become more corporate. It's become more regulated. It's become, you know, just, it's not been very positive for the town. And that's exactly the comment I brought up. Was that, yeah, these big businesses, people from other countries are going to come swoop in. And it's, you know, it's tough because this is my home. These are my friends. I made a decision a couple of years ago because of some stuff that, you know, I can't really talk about, not on the air at least, that I'm staying.
Yeah.
This is my home. However things play out, this is my home. And
well,
these are my friends.
Get in contact with St. Teresa's and, you know, have them contact the station, and we'll start doing some stuff here and get it really noticed and on the radar that our smaller communities around the lake really, really need help with all kinds of, I mean, this should not be a donation that is made one time. We need to get St. Teresa's. I mean, I know a lot of churches are in trouble right now as well, but they need to be able to open their doors and serve the public and get them just the, whether it be food or paper products or, you know, sanitizers, whatever they can do to help. So give them the number of the radio station and have them contact us. And I mean, we've got all kinds of resources down here that we need to start pushing it up to the lake, because we know a lot of people came over from, you know, the Bay Area and pretty much wiped out whatever they could. We saw this go along with that.
Yes.
And then the guy with the hand sanitizer, you know, back east was a perfect example. He went to all the dollar stores in the small communities that people weren't watching, and they bought up all the products. That's what people do. There are just some horrible people out there, but there are also great and giving people as well, Tim. So
sure,
I appreciate your time. I got to let you go, but let's make these connections and get together, because we don't want to see anybody go out of business. And that's how we support each other, is we know who is out there, who is there for us, who is keeping their doors open, and who is making sure that we have what we need. And that includes good meals, curbside service, that we can always rely on to be fresh and healthy food. And that is, you know what I'm talking about. JP from Pinocchio's. JP, happy Wednesday, happy hump day. What do you got on tap for today?
Happy Wednesday. Today, you know, out of popular demand, we brought that Italian deli back for lunch. And tonight we're going to do an Applewood smoked prime rib. Now, I guess we got to have a giveaway, right?
Well, of course we do. You have to say, hey, I heard it on the Monica Jay Show with JP.
Well, let's give a, we gave bread pudding away. We gave ice cream away. Let's give another ice cream away. Tahoe Creamery ice cream with every order of prime rib tonight.
All right. But JP, you know, before Friday, you got to give me some chocolate.
Hey, well, we can do, you want to do brownies tonight? We'll do brownies tonight. Let's switch it out. Forget the ice cream. Let's do a chocolate fudge brownie.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'm totally on board with that. So that apple smoked prime rib. Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic. What does it come with, JP?
It's going to come with roasted potatoes with pesto on it and fresh vegetables.
Oh, that sounds perfect for a great family dinner tonight. So just get a hold of JP through Facebook. What's the title of your Facebook page, JP?
Okay, now you got the old guy thinking. I got a class. What's the title of our Facebook? Oh, there we go.
Pinocchio's Bar and Grill.
You asked an old guy about Facebook. I can't even get the email out.
Well, that's why we just call you and get you on the air, JP. It's the easiest form. Pinocchio's Bar.
Sometimes I try to fax people and they don't even know it.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore, JP. Pinocchio's Bar and Grill. JP, thanks for joining us, and start getting those orders in for lunch and dinner and be taken care of with the best food around. JP, we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Don't miss out on those brownies tonight, too. See, I'm taking care of you. I twist people into getting that chocolate for you. Way better than any alcohol. All right, we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
We'll wrap up your live and local FM talk show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Have some interesting information coming in, and I want you to promise me that you will do one thing, okay? And that is whether you do it online, you can go through DuckDuckGo or whatever search engine you use. You might, if you have Charter, you might be able to find it that way. But I want you to watch an episode or two of Bar Rescue or Restaurant Rescue. We have let things slide for years, for decades. The filth that is in kitchens, in some of our, you know, hole-in-the-wall restaurants. You wonder why people get the norovirus. You wonder why people get food poisoning. Start taking this more seriously in the respect from, it's not just CVD-19. This is just a healthy life. Just received this from South Lake Tahoe Police Department. A customer was arrested at the Safeway because they were licking items. They were licking items. Jennifer Walker, 53, was arrested. Watch the videos online. The picture of the woman digging as far up into where the sun doesn't shine as possible while she's pumping gas. The people who stand around and do disgusting things and then grab the handles of everything. Gas pumps. Somebody from the gas station doesn't run out there and sanitize it after each person. They don't sanitize things at the grocery stores, the conveyor belts that people are touching, the card machines. There are germs and disgusting people all around us. Use your hand sanitizer. but use it sparingly. Because then if you use it too much, we become immune. That it doesn't work anymore. Wash your hands every chance you get in and out. Let this just be a wake-up call as to the germs and the gunk are all around us. It's not just your home. It is literally all around us. And for goodness sake, not only when you're shopping, but when you're pumping gas, wear some gloves. A lot of gas stations even provide them for you. Positive thoughts. I love you. We're going to come out through this on the other side. We're going to be better for it because we are going to be more watchful of our elected representatives and what they are doing to us. They have way too much control, and we need to wake up to that. It's the Monica Jay Show. Catch you tomorrow.